Our visit at halftime of tonight's football game is with Marilyn Ramirez, a junior majoring in home economics at Cal Poly. Marilyn, we're very pleased to have you visit with us this evening.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
As we've already talked about, Marilyn, there's a long history of student involvement, community activities projects in the home economics department at Cal Poly. I wonder if you'd like to list for some of our listeners what some of these projects have been in recent months.
Well, last year about this time, Operation Hand Clasp was started, and many of the girls in the home ec department worked with some of the agriculture students, and they sent 3,000 pounds of toys, clothing, and candy to children in Vietnam. They also collected $1,200, which was shipped to the children to purchase some things which couldn't be collected here. The girls were involved in actually collecting these things and also in preparation of food. Then after the floods last winter, several of the girls prepared foods for the workers who were cleaning up after the floods.
Those were certainly both well-publicized projects, Marilyn, and ones that the community at large knew about. There's certainly no question about their being of value, but there's another side of the coin that I wonder about, and that's the projects that aren't so well-publicized. What about the nursery school projects that you and your fellow students in the home economics department are carrying on?
One of these is run for strictly for underprivileged children. The girls in the class teach these children for 3 hours a day, and there are two sessions. The children are picked up from their home and then delivered back to their home.
I see. Then I think you also mentioned that there were a number of individual projects where individual girls, perhaps as senior projects or on their own, of their own interest, had worked in community service projects.
Yes, senior projects have led many girls to work in community projects. For instance, some of them have worked at the Chris Jesperson School for the blind and handicapped in assisting classes. Others have helped set up classes for the culturally deprived in consumer education or classes in how to use food surpluses for a better use.
Then you mentioned, I think when we were talking before, a grassroots class program.
They also worked in setting up a grassroots program, a night class, to help people fulfill their requirements for a high school diploma.
Marilyn, all of this makes me wonder. There are perhaps 600 or 700 students in the home economics department, and I'm sure that all are busy with their own activities, their classwork, and so on and so forth. There are a lot of good senior projects that could be done through study in the library and things like this. You're the editor of the student newsletter in the department. I wonder if you have some feelings, some impressions about why it is that your classmates decide to do these kinds of community service projects rather than something that might be a lot easier.
Well, I would say that girls in home economics and dietetics are girls who are very interested in the community and in the people around them. They're interested in serving these people. For instance, the dietetics girls may go into planning of normal or therapeutic diets for people. Other girls may work in clothing in the area of merchandising or something like this. But generally, they're people who are very aware of their surroundings and interested in helping people around them. So in their senior projects, they may choose something which requires more than perhaps sitting in a library.
The result, of course, has been a lot of real helpful projects that have been conducted. The girls, I'm sure, have gotten a lot of satisfaction from it, and of course, it's certainly been good for Cal Poly and for the community. We still have real fresh in our minds this week, Marilyn, the war moratorium that has taken place this week. I wonder, it occurs to me that many people are critical of Cal Poly and the way that the war moratorium and way other demonstrations have been more or less ignored at Cal Poly. But what you're saying seems to me to indicate that the Cal Poly students are every bit as aware and every bit as concerned about their fellow man as other students.
I would say so. That we haven't had a long history of violent or even peaceful demonstrations, but I would say they're very interested in their surroundings, the people around them.
Marilyn Ramirez, we're real appreciative of your taking time to visit with us this evening. We wish you and your fellow students in the Home Economics Department a lot of success as they continue their community service and community involvement projects.
Well, thank you.
Thank you again for visiting with us, Marilyn.